Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss whether or not Shrek invented the Muffin Man, how Tyler got rid of his muffin top, the origin of Six Sisters Wigglin', whether straight people know about poppers yet, and Wendy Williams' love for the gays. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we are just having a morning.
How are you?
I feel like you've been awake for all of 10 minutes.
You're not wrong.
I don't know when you, oh girl.
I'm really trying to make this sentence work.
Okay.
So let me start from the beginning.
Put those words together.
Do you know?
The Muffin Man.
No, I don't. Whenever I hear that quote from Shrek, I think of...
That's a Shrek quote?
Well, I would say.
Oh my God, you are garbage.
Especially the intonation that you gave it to me.
Shrek did not invent the Muffin Man.
Well, what I'm saying, whenever I think of the Muffin Man, which is not often, and it's usually correlated with Shrek, I think of muffin tops. Not like the physical food, but I think of my body type.
Got it.
The majority of my life, I've had a muffin top.
Wow. And you shoot tops with a muffin
that,
top.
I guess my question is a muffin top, is my body to blame for that? Or is it my gene choice? Am I getting too tight of gene?
Is it your genes or
is
your
it my genes or my genes?
Yes, yeah. I hear you.
You really got there. But answer the question.
Probably both.
Because
I would definitely sue your mom.
Does the body? Yeah.
But
you don't
also
have to give me a reason.
But I'd also invest in some better denim.
Okay.
Get that pregnancy denim.
I do love a stretch.
That like has a little like
pull
thing sewn into the crotch.
What is what's sewn into the crotch?
Or like
a radar?
An elastic band.
I don't know how pregnancy works. Maternity.
I saw someone today this morning. Posted,
my paternity pants.
I saw on Instagram this morning somebody posted a picture of a baby crowning out of a vagina on their Instagram, and I thought, that's gonna get reported.
As you click report.
I didn't.
But how often do you report things on Instagram?
I don't think I've ever done that to anything other than someone impersonating me.
I've reported things. If I find a gay who's annoying, really trying to...
sing?
No, but oh my God, there's nothing worse.
I said nothing makes me more anxious than the internal debate as to whether or not I'm going to unmute a singing gay when they come across my Instagram story. I'm just like, do I want to think of them? Do I want to think less of them?
A lot of hot gays on Instagram, which is a category within itself,
yeah,
really have a lot of confidence.
Maybe, and I think
it stems
more
from, you know, I think the confidence grew before stories because people were just liking pictures of them like hot. And then it translated into their what they thought they could do with their stories. And that's like very, you know... It's upsetting. And I don't, is it up to me to bring them down a peg?
No.
My burden?
That's
in
why
life?
I rarely unmute the.
Like, God grant me the confidence.
I rarely sound on that Instagram story, that hard post.
And then can you imagine they're singing and they add the little thing that says turn on sound?
Yeah. Sound on.
Don't tell me what to do. First of all, don't tell me what to do. And second of all, you really.
Yeah. How did we get here? Where did we start to end up here?
Where did... The Muffin Man. The Muffin Man.
Yeah, oh, wait. Yeah. Did you have something there to say?
Just, you know what really helped me get rid of my muffin top?
What was that? Ab sitter?
Hymns.
Hymns.
Not kidding. I can't confirm that. I can't confirm. That's actually not a benefit of hymns. But we will talk later about the benefits of hymns, which I can really dive into. But no, what helped me get rid of my muffin top? My 1 hour treadmill.
Oh, you do 1 hour on the tread?
Everyone asks me, what's your secret? They say that.
About your, they say, Tyler, where'd your muffin top go? And you say, it was a treadmill.
They say, Tyler, what's your secret?
Do you do it on like a, you just walk on it?
They say.
You run?
They say, spill the secret.
Tell me what you do on this treadmill.
And I say, my secret?
Is I sleep with a nightlight.
What's that?
That's a quote from America's Next Top Model.
No, I don't watch that.
What's my secret?
America's Next Top Model. I thought you were talking about America's Horror Story.
No, America's
Horror Story?
No, they had to do like a...
What is America's Horror Story? That I sleep with a slight light. It's just a slight light.
A slight light? Is that like when you have Anthony your cigarette?
You want to know Anthony and I's big debate right now?
I do.
We're really having relationship issues.
Wow.
Will you help me?
Yes. Yes. I'm Dr. Ruth.
I want...
Dear Abby.
Dear Corey.
I'm one of these. Maybe both.
Here would be my at psychobabble email. Okay. What's the email for advice?
@psychobabblequestions@gmail.com.
Whatever the hell.
Maybe not.
Here's what the subject would be.
Got it.
Sound on? ?
Wow.
Dear Corey and Tyler, help. I'm really going through it with my man. He doesn't like a sound machine at night, but I can't sleep without it.
Bitch, I've got the recommendation for you.
Whether it's a rainforest or water dripping, doesn't matter to me. He wants silence.
And
what can I do?
And you need sound?
No, I really do need sound. Sound on.
I'd probably just dump it.
I would sooner take an Instagram hot model singing to me at night to fall asleep than silence. Yes.
Wow.
I need it.
Maybe that's why you don't ever fix your air conditioner at your house and it just drips. You like the sound.
There's a lot falling apart in my life. My car, a light dinged on. Mm. And the panel that has the radio and everything doesn't work anymore. So now I just have to turn on my phone.
I really admire that you still drive a 2001.
Space Odyssey, baby. Yeah. What were we talking about? Oh, my muffin secret.
Yeah, but no. Do you really have problems that he wants quietness?
No, that's just it. Yeah, he doesn't want the sound machine.
Why don't he get earplugs?
Well, why don't I wear headphones?
There you go.
That's what he would say.
Well, sounds like you guys should break up.
Should we call him live?
This is why. Should you dump him on the podcast? This is why I'm a
He's always like, what did you say about me on the podcast? Because he has got friends that say.
Oh, he can listen.
And then
Nick
last night. Well, somebody's commenting on all of Austin's Instagram saying he needs to lose some ribs.
Yeah.
Apparently, I said that on the podcast. And then he was sending me screenshots. I said, now what in tarnation is that all about? And then I said, oh, now I remember. Yeah. And Nick goes, you talk about us on the podcast? I say, I act like nobody's listening.
I'm an open book.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of our friends will text me a question about the podcast, and I'm like, bitch, I recorded that 3 weeks ago. You're going to need to be a little clearer.
Everyone texted me about the Hearst Castle. Fuck off.
Everyone wanted you to know that the Hearst Castle, where was the GUI video was filmed.
I'm aware.
And?
Now I know. You think I don't subscribe to Vivo?
Oh.
I know.
You do?
Back to my muffin solution.
Okay, yeah. Is this still about...
There's nothing really. I start... The highest incline on a treadmill.
Okay.
And I start 3.6 speed.
That's a walk.
It's a power walk. It's the optimum heart rate for elevated exercise for a full hour. And then every 10 minutes, I increase the speed by one. So by the end of it, oh, honey, I'm hustling.
Wow.
But then in the last 20 minutes, every 5 minutes, I increase the speed. And then at 10 minutes, every 2.5 minutes, I increase the speed. So it's like exponentially getting quicker.
Wow.
By the end of it, I am like, whew.
Sweaty spaghetti. Wow.
And there goes my muffin.
It's gone.
I'm bluffing.
Never to be seen again.
Yeah.
I love that.
What's your secret?
For what?
Life.
Looking so fabulous.
You look pretty fresh.
Thank you.
What's the deal?
Well, you know.
Is it your...
Zhuzh?
What?
What are you saying about?
Do you rename group chats?
It's only the important ones that I reference a lot.
So I have one called Zhuzh.
But how did you spell it? You know I can't stand.
Well,
I don't think you spelled Jush right.
J-U-S-H.
That's Jush.
You got to get your Jush. But it's Jush with a rainbow.
Oh.
The Jush group chat is really going through it because we're trying to figure out what we're doing for Halloween and this and that.
Same.
And New Year's.
All my dumb friends won't even tell me what we're doing for Halloween. And
what
I'm just,
are you doing for Halloween?
I want to go to a party.
Well, there's a party here in New York or LA.
Which is it?
LA.
If you came down. That sounds dreadful.
It's only $100.
Yeah, literally. I knew it would
have
be.
Fun.
Did you know in San Francisco?
Actually, maybe is that a little
expensive?
Classist?
Yeah. Yeah. I read a tweet about how having to require employees to bring a doctor's note is classist. Mm-hmm. What if I can't afford to go to the doctor? There you have it. In San Francisco, on actual Halloween, they're having an all-Robin party at this one bar.
Hold up.
They're playing all-Robin all night, all day.
We're doing that sometime in L.A. Jamie just told me about it.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm sure it's probably the same party.
This party is killing me?
I think so.
Because that's a New York thing. And I think because it got so popular, because Robin showed up at the New York one.
You're right.
They're spreading
it's called
it
This Party Is Killing You.
This Party Is Killing You. Well, that is right up my alley.
It's a Wednesday.
I think ours is on November 2nd.
Well.
I don't know if I'm even going to be in the country, but yeah.
Wow.
I wanted to go. But Halloween, what are you going to be?
I'll be in spirit with you. I don't know. This is bullying to even ask someone what they're going to be for Halloween.
Okay. I just know I'm going
to be
something.
Without presenting an idea, what
I'm
going to
be something slutty.
Okay.
Because I'm feeling myself.
Yeah, you've got your
now
muffin top.
My
gone.
Muffin top is gone, so I'm going to be a sexy muffin.
Maybe you should be Shrek.
Well.
Wouldn't be too far of a reach.
I wouldn't have to turn. I wouldn't have to make it sexy because it's already sexy. You know, yeah. Some costumes you're like, how do I make this
how do I
Boy Scout sexy?
Sexify the Boy Scout.
Right. But Shrek is.
It's already there. Yeah.
And a good couple's costume with Shrek could be Shrek and a boulder. A
donkey.
Oh, I guess it's the good choice. I guess a donkey and a boulder.
Okay.
Because you know his, like, that's a nice boulder.
You know I've only ever seen the first Shrek.
He goes, I like that boulder. That's a nice boulder. That's my...
So Shrek's your favorite movie is what I'm starting to learn.
I did just recently watch Shrek again. I was...
Shrek Ever After?
I was Stony Baloney Al Capone.
Okay.
You know.
And then what?
And I watched Shrek. Last night we watched Nightmare Before Christmas. It's a great movie because it's only an hour 16.
Check yourself before you Shrek yourself.
You really didn't listen to a word I just said because I saw you. I saw you think of a pun,
yeah.
And then you were just waiting for me to finish saying something.
Something about...
So I would give you $100 if you can tell me what I just said.
You said you were watching Shrek and you were Stony Baloney, and it's not a bad movie because it's only an hour and 13 minutes.
You almost won $100 an hour 16.
Bitch, I got the gist.
You got the jush.
Can I have $75?
Can you just... Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service that finds and delivers clothes, shoes, accessories to fit your body, your budget, and your lifestyle. Just go to stitchfix.com/psycho and tell them your sizes, what styles you like, and how much you want to spend on each item. You'll then be paired with your very own personal stylist who will handpick 5 items to send right to your door. Then you try them on, pay for what you love, return the rest. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free, and there's no subscription required. You can sign up to receive scheduled shipments or get your fix whenever you want. Stitch Fix styling fee is only $20, which is applied toward anything you keep from your shipment. Now, Corey and I love Stitch Fix. We just started trying to use it, and I was getting so much cute stuff. So you guys are going to love it. And y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So get started now at stitchfix.com/psycho, and you'll get an extra 25% off when you keep all 5 items in your box. Again, that is stitchfix.com/psycho to get started today. stitchfix.com/psycho. What's another group chat name you have?
The only one I utilize the most is the Six Sisters Wigglin.
Can you tell everyone the origin of Six Sisters Wigglin?
Well, there we were.
Yes.
Me, you.
Yeah.
4 of our besties.
Yeah.
In Vegas.
You did the math on that.
Wigglin.
Yeah.
Me and you.
We just got home from a
pool party.
We accidentally went to a straight pool party. Can you believe?
I actually had fun, but
we tried
found
to go,
the other gays very quickly.
Yeah, we tried to go to a gay pool party. It was closed for the summer.
Closed permanently, I think they said.
It was not cool for the summer. It was closed for the summer. And so we said, well, get us to the closest pool. And we found...
They didn't even let me wear my denim into the pool.
Well,
I was going to take them off. I had a suit underneath. But, well, anyway, so we were there at the party.
Yeah.
Pooling at the party.
So we had our pool.
That party was so bad. There were like cups just floating everywhere.
It was
a filthy pool. Straight people are animals.
I'm not going to argue
in
with that.
In Vegas, straws floating in the pool. No one cares about the sea turtles.
I will say there were straws floating in the pool recklessly, haphazardly.
I couldn't bring my denim in and put it in a locker, but there's cups and straws floating in the pool.
I saw violence. I saw blood.
Didn't a girl slip?
Slip? She did wear her slip. She could wear her slip, but she couldn't. You couldn't wear your denim.
I think you just Shrek'd yourself.
I did. What I did like about that party was I was kind of feeling myself.
Were you?
I splurged. I bought a mini locker.
You really did.
I felt rich.
Thank you for letting us all put our stuff in your locker.
You're welcome.
So anyways, we ended up back at the hotel room.
Okay, so we enjoyed ourselves at the party. Then we got back to the hotel room. And we were really still kind of feeling...
Wiggly.
Cracked out. So one thing led to another.
And it was one, Sister Wigglin.
So I was, two. Who was the first Sister Wigglin?
It must have been me or you. One of us.
One sister was Wigglin in the center of the room. We were all still dancing. We were having a little dance party in the hotel room. One sister was Wigglin.
And then
somebody said, maybe it was you, because I feel like it would be you.
Thank you.
I don't know if you were, which would you say you're more? The sister who was wiggling or the sister who would point out the wiggling sister?
I think I saw you wiggling and maybe I joined you and said, two sisters wiggling?
But somebody had to call one sister wiggling first. I feel like it was you.
Okay, I'll take that.
So maybe either me or somebody was the one sister. Just wiggling. And then Corey goes, one sister wiggling? And then he kind of wiggled on over and then he goes, two sisters wiggling. And then it became like, and then we were wiggling. And then another sister saw us and floated on over.
Oh
my God, three sisters wiggling. And then it slowly progressed, a crescendo for the ages.
Yeah, we really had to get up to six sisters wiggling until everyone was wiggling.
All the sisters were wiggling.
And all the sisters wiggled.
Can you believe?
So
now the group chat's called Six Sisters Wigglin'.
Yeah, that's the main one I use. My backup, or the other one I have is Three Bean Queens and Sarah.
Can I guess who the Bean Queens are?
Yeah.
It's you, yeah. Steven,
yeah.
Bradner.
Yeah, Bradner.
And Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three Bean Queens and Sarah.
Yeah.
We were the
Bean
Queens.
Is Sarah not a Bean Queen?
Well, you know, we were talking about the chocolate-covered blueberry beans.
Oh, I love.
And we all had one and Sarah didn't.
I like the blueberry ones, but I do prefer the coffee bean ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite the opposite. Those coffee bean ones are too strong for me.
I've got Coachella 2018 with a palm tree and a sun. What other group chats? I have Green Lights. It's a group chat.
Fans of Lorde's song?
No.
The Green Light.
It's everyone I know that loves Lorde's song, Green Light.
Well, I'm not in it, bitch, and you know I love that song.
Do you love that song? No, it's the, I'll show you. What would you call that? That emoji.
A stoplight?
The stoplight, yeah. I don't use them, so I don't know them. It's a stoplight, and it says green lights, and another stoplight. And it's a little group of friends that we always play red light, green light, yellow light.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we always play Red Rover.
But the point...
and I thought...
The point of that is, because we're each other's green lights.
You tell each guys to go?
No. You don't know that game?
You're each other's... Yeah, I saw it in your one video about you eating dinner and everyone green lighting.
Yeah.
It's like, you guys, all you did was change roses and thorns a little bit.
You're right. But we added yellow light.
You knocked off roses and thorns.
You're really right about that.
Yeah. I thought that when I saw the video.
I don't have any other ones except this one. Do you see that? It's a little blonde boy, a little brunette boy, and a little blonde boy.
That's you, Austin and Nick.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then that's it.
And like, just
do you put emojis in people's names?
No. You know I'm like too type A for that shit.
Me too.
It's just plain names.
First name, last name.
First
Even
name,
my
last
parents
name.
Are first name, last name.
I think they're the only ones who aren't.
But you're supposed to do that because if somebody steals your phone, they can really take advantage of you and call, like, if they'll look for mom in your address book.
And then be like, what, send me $1 million?
You know, I don't know what people
do. She ain't got that.
My mom would hang up. My mom would say, me first. You see my mom got a hot tub?
No, she deserves a hot tub. Oh. Hasn't she been saving up for a hot tub? You want a hot tub.
I do. I'm thinking about starting a GoFundMe for it with my group of friends because they're all really pushing me.
Yeah. You should tell them. Or you buy it and you charge them until like half of it's paid for. Yeah. $5 if you want to come use the hurt turb.
It's not the hurt turb.
Could be.
If they play their cards wrong.
You should get one of the big, big ones that sits like 8 people.
Some people are sending me links to like a hot tub from Kmart. And I'm like, honey, no. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I want like an actual hot tub, not a
You want
like
jacuzzi?
A pool.
Do you know jacuzzi's a brand and not like just a hot tub?
Jacuzzi's the new Kleenex?
Yes. Jacuzzi's the new Band-Aid.
Oh my God.
Who knew?
Astroglide's the new Astroglide?
That ass new glide though.
Okay. Have straight people discovered poppers yet? I think the next thing they're going to appropriate.
Probably. Oh, I've seen straight
Properly.
People do. I've
Proper. Poppers. Popper, you got me.
Probably. Popper bleeb.
Oh my.
I've seen straight girls doing poppers on a dance floor in San Francisco on a regular basis.
That sounds like the first
our friends
the
included.
First transaction of transmission or of, what's the word? You know,
STD.
Yeah, you know, in that movie Contagion, like when somebody coughs on just the thing.
Yeah,
that's the first
Ooh,
thing.
What's
of,
that called? I know what you're talking about. The like moment of impact.
Yeah, the
patient zero.
Patient zero is that girl on the San Francisco dance floor doing poppers because she saw a gay doing it. That's patient zero, and it's gonna spread. Anyway, don't huff. Don't huff VCR cleaner, kids. It's not good for you.
Is that what you had this morning before getting in here?
No, I did take my morning concoction. Oh, can I tell you something? I added something to my morning concoction.
Was it a little?
I had to pull over the car yesterday and puke on the side of the road.
Oh, God.
Something doesn't mix well.
Something ain't right in the buttermilk, child.
One of the kids in preschool doesn't play well with us. So she got expelled today.
You threw up today or yesterday?
Yesterday. Today she got expelled. She didn't join the party.
You knew what ingredient it was?
I do.
Which one was the one that took it too far?
I don't want to say it because I don't want to call them out. Okay. I think they would play well alone, but with the other kids,
they just don't get around. They just don't get well together.
You should have seen my puke.
Based on the colors your shit is.
It came out like a glop of foamy. It was just... And it was translucent, like it was a fluorescent.
No wonder your dash doesn't work. You probably threw up in your car.
No, I do need a new car though, yeah. Or at least a car washer. I don't know. I don't. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode of Psychobabble, and that is Quip. One of the most important things we do for our health every single day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us do not do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip is designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. Okay, so let me tell you about Quip. So while people brush too hard and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive, Quip is gentle enough on your sensitive gums. Also, did you know that 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't even clean your entire mouth evenly? So Quip has a 2-minute timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean. If you're looking for a new electric toothbrush, I highly recommend Quip. And y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/psycho, you can get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electronic toothbrush. Again, that is GETQUIP, getquip.com/psycho. If you want to get your first refill pack free. Thank you, Quip, for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Y'all, go support Quip. We couldn't do what we do without the lovely sponsors that we have. Thank you, Quip.
Can you believe my family had the audacity after I picked them up from the airport to say, wow, you could use a car wash?
Oh, my. I would say order a new. I would pull over
and say, your Uber is here, honey.
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this.
How was that trip?
It was fine.
I know you're going to say fine because your parents listen, so you're not going to give me the
Nobody
real tea.
Listens.
Oh, then go on.
It was fun. It was a lot of drinking.
Ugh.
But I will say the San Francisco Giants baseball game was fun.
You went to a baseball game.
Yeah.
I didn't see a picture from that.
My dad, at 60 years old, said he had his first corn dog at that baseball game. I thought, how does one live to 60 without having a corn dog? I just didn't believe him. He said, I've never been interested in a corn dog.
Suddenly the spark hit.
I said, well, we were, I said, I'm going to go get a round of corn dogs.
Well, I love doing that.
You guys get me a Pepsi. You love doing a round of corn dogs?
I love being the bitch to be like, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom, but secretly just go in line and buy everything.
A corn dog.
And then, you know, the faces everyone makes when you come back around the corner with like 17 beers, a bucket full of nachos. Ooh, I love being that girl.
They're like, I wish you had a hot tub.
Well, that's like, I mean, it's, I am a rave mom. That's like me at a rave. I come back with 14 water bottles and I'm like, don't worry, it only cost me $240.
I'll Venmo you. You get the Uber home.
And I have too many, so I'm just like making friends on the dance floor. I'm like, are you thirsty?
I will say, I've seen a lot of stores have your little party purse.
Party purse.
That you bought from Urban.
Urban.
That little like party purse. Your fanny pack. Whatever
my,
it is.
My like satchel, like the rectangular one.
Yeah. I've seen it, like Zara Men has a lot of those that are much cuter than the one you chose.
You know, the one I have, I'm really leaning out of it because I found some cuter ones that kind of strap that way.
Zara has much cuter ones.
Have I seen you since Life is Beautiful? Surely.
Maybe not. I don't even remember.
Oh, honey, I almost died at Life is Beautiful. It's a wonder I'm still kicking.
Are you?
I don't know.
You've been huffing poppers and, puking up. Was poppers what you added to your...
No. A
dash of poppers to the morning routine.
No.
So what happened at Life is Beautiful?
Nothing really. Just pandemonium crazy.
You're just wondering if you're alive.
Fun times. It was a festival with it was a festival, but like it was cement.
So that's how you trip and skin a knee?
No, but I really did.
You heard it before.
I scarred myself.
Scarred
now.
I remember seeing your sister post a picture of you guys, and someone on Facebook commented, can't help but wonder what happened to Tyler's leg.
I think it was my aunt. You know, I keep my distant relatives distant.
Yeah, so you unfriended
her. No offense if you're any of them. But it's like, you don't need to be friends with me on Facebook.
Yeah.
No.
Did I tell you about my jury duty experience?
Tell me.
I mean, do we have...
Did the judge do poppers?
Do we have 45 minutes?
No.
All I know...
Let me do the math on that.
I wanted to be picked, first of all. I went in thinking, I don't want to be picked. And then
You're a messy bitch.
And then I thought, I want to be picked. I thought, I'm going to be the only voice of reason on this jury. I think talk about things that are broken in this world.
Go on.
The judiciary system. How are they ever supposed to pick people who aren't, like, don't already have their minds made up? It was just ridiculous.
They're looking for people, I think, that are just open to having their mind change. You can go into it with being like, yeah, I hate murder, but like,
right,
whatever.
But like, so I wasn't in the like 24 boxes. I was in the like spillover. So I knew I was never even going to get up there unless they like cleared the whole.
Did you make it up?
No, because
this is just like, what's that? The four.
Kind of. Well, they had 24 people and they only needed 12 jurors, and I was not even in the 24. So I was like, there was like a 1% chance I was even going to get up there. But I had to stay for 2 whole days and listen to them do the jury selection.
I have been there.
But weren't you in one of the seats?
Oh, I made it up. I felt very, very, very looked at. I knew all the other jurors were looking at who the top spots were. And I just felt like I felt like too many eyes on me.
There were just... too many like idiots. There was like too many people trying to get out of it.
You can tell who's trying to get out of
it,
right?
It's, and I
so
wish they would. Right, and they're wasting everybody's
my judge
time.
Punished people.
See, I wish they would have done it. There was like this old racist doctor.
You?
On the jury. And I wanted to like ask him his name again and leave a Yelp review and be like, y'all should stop going to him because he's racist and he's wasting all of our time at jury duty. I was going to go off on this old white man. I almost stood up and clapped when the defense attorney dragged him.
What was the offense?
I don't know if he was innocent or guilty. I had an open mind, unlike
what
everyone
was the
else.
Accusation?
A DUI. And then everyone
was
like,
we don't love DUIs.
No, but everyone was like,
but you're open-minded to letting a DUI person drive freely with their crack cocaine.
I was open to hearing what they said about why he did or didn't do it. Everyone else was there, was like, he's guilty. Everyone else was like, my aunt died from a drunk driver, so I think he's guilty no matter what. And it was like,
did
nobody
die?
No, well we didn't God. Hear. We okay. didn't hear all. It was just that he was like charged with a DUI. But I was furious. And I just was sitting there, and there was only one other cute juror in the room.
Did you check Grindr while you were in the
courthouse? I did. Oh my God. There were like a ton of people super close to me. And I thought, are there a bunch of hot gay lawyers in this courthouse?
Now that's a place to pick a man up.
I guess so. But I just really wanted to be on that jury.
I'm sorry.
Maybe next year.
I don't know if it's like an annual thing. Sorry about that.
But he said once a year. Once a year.
I saw a master cut of Wendy Williams burping. It's almost as good as the master cut of Wendy Williams saying, how you doing to
Nothing
gay people.
Sounds worse.
Have you watched the How You Doing one?
No. Oh. I mean, I'm sure I have.
It's called Wendy Williams.
How you doing?
No. The YouTube video is called, and you can search this, Wendy Williams.
How you doing?
No. Shush. It's called Wendy Williams and then a little heart. I don't know how you're going to type in the heart.
Oh, yeah, I'll find it.
Gays. It's 27 minutes long of just a montage of her talking to gay people in the audience.
I don't think I like Wendy Williams.
It's incredible.
I don't think I like her. Every, I don't think I have to like her.
The first like 10 minutes is just people saying, because you know how she does like questions from the audience?
Isn't she just the new Perez Hilton?
We'll get there. She, you know, she's all just talking about talking to people in the audience. She, and people say, hi, Wendy. My name is blah, blah, blah. Hi, Darren. You know,
does her talk show even
Please
have
stay with
guests?
Me.
I'm just like,
yes, that's what she calls her co-hosts. She goes, welcome to my co-host for the today. And then everyone goes, how you doing?
Like who? Who is it though? Like she wouldn't have Gaga on it.
No. Her co-host is the audience.
So it's just her talking to an audience.
Yeah. You don't watch the Wendy Williams show?
I guess I watch it every day. I guess I don't think it contributes anything positive to the world.
You only see the negative clips. I have become a true Wendy Williams
fan. Like lighting a Slim Jim and smoking it?
I'm not going to lie to you. She has got a lot of bad opinions.
Yeah.
And probably a lot of problematic ones. But she's entertaining and I watch her every day because she's on at the gym when I'm on my 1 hour muffin treadmill.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that's what we took all the way around to get back to.
Anyway, you need to watch Wendy Williams Loves the Gays.
I think I've got a lot on my plate.
Because sometimes
afternoon.
When, because she can always tell when a gay is saying, how you doing? Because she goes, of course you are.
Of course you are what?
A gay.
Oh.
And then they go, how you doing? And she goes, of course. That's like her saying, I see that you're gay.
Wow.
That's so great.
A problematic fave.
No. A
I can't
ally.
Believe you want her in your Lady Marmalade remix.
Well, that is...
As the role of Missy Elliott.
That's not the worst.
I think we're just like months away from a Wendy Williams like song coming out.
I'm thinking about it and I don't hate it, but I think
maybe
that
you should be Wendy Williams
like
for Halloween.
Well, like the skinny memes where they make her skinny.
I don't know.
Or the one where she walks out into the audience and she's holding her coffee and she's still in her pajamas.
Didn't she fake faint for Halloween last year?
As the Statue of Liberty,
yeah.
Which was representative of America 2017.
And falling down.
And...
She poppers. Was like,
she took poppers.
She was like, you should add an extra ingredient to her morning mix. And then she took a fall.
I don't know if it was, you know, I believe survivors. So I don't know what had happened to her. She seemed like I hope she's okay. You're really accusing her of.
I can't believe we got stuck talking about Wendy Williams. Thanks.
Stuck.
Yeah.
This is the Queen's edition for the Muffin Man and Wendy Williams.
Queen's Muffin Man's edition.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, on that note, Corey, where can people find us?
All over the internet. Just
great.
Google us or
and
Bing us.
If you're listening right now, be sure to stream the A Star Is Born soundtrack. Thank you.